You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of yet another short trading week, or I mustn't keep saying short trading week. I'll call it a truncated trading week. On the telephone now is Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and this podcast is proudly brought to you by Sharenet.co.za. Greg, I mean, you know David Shapiro, don't you? You know him quite well.
He's brilliant, brilliant.
Exactly.
My favourite stockbroker, yeah.
Yes, South Africa's favourite stockbroker.
Yeah.
But the point is that he's normally a very chatty fellow. And this Passover has just finished, and he's very chatty, probably even more chatty than normal. We couldn't find anything to talk about in the South African market today. And even the international markets, you know, there's a few results here and there in the United States of America and a bit of GDP. But even he and I, who get on so well on air together, couldn't find anything to talk about. It must be torture for you on a daily basis right at the moment.
Yes, and I mean, obviously, one's trying to push forward and get things done, trades done, but there's nothing. I think I just mentioned this morning. There's no results today. There's nothing that's moved in a meaningful direction. Volume around 12 billion, which would be a typical day, around Christmas, New Year. Yeah. But for this time of year, it's definitely slowed things down. So. Yeah, we're going to have to come up with something.
Yeah, we'll come up with some football or something in a minute. But in the meantime, Greg, give us those major indexes that we look at every single day. You've given us the volume, close to 12 billion. What about the movements of the indexes that we track?
Yeah, the banks is the one sector which is solidly in the green, up 0.5%. Financials up 0.8%. Gold shares down 3.5%. That's quite big. Platinum's down 4%. And then the industrials down 0.33. Overall market down 232 points, which is 0.39 lower, 58,663. So you're treading water at these levels.
Yeah, you're not at your desk, are you? Because I can tell you haven't given me the normal.
I'm using one of my colleague's, my subordinate's desk, and he's chaotically set up. We've got some fumigation going on in my office once again.
Okay, the cockroach is getting rid of. Anyway, well, I'll carry on with the international markets. We've got the dollar rand at 14.33, which is a 0.4% move to the upside for the rand and against the US dollar. British pound against the rand is 18.51, and the euro rand is exactly 16 again, as it was on Friday. Euro dollar, 111.65, which is a 0.2% move in favor of the euro. When it comes to the gold price, we've got, what have we got here? $12.79, down $7 an ounce, Greg. This thing...
That's gold index. Yeah, it was lower, as we were saying.
Yeah, exactly. The platinum price is down $8 as well to $890 an ounce, and palladium, $13.72. Can this be true? Palladium, $13.72, down $75 per ounce, Greg, down 5.2% on the day. That's one thing that David Shapiro and I didn't pick up on when we were chatting. He said, why is Anglo-American Platinum and Impala Platinum down so much?
Okay.
Palladium has fallen $75 an ounce. We must get to the bottom of that. Brent crude oil, $72.25, which is 54 cents per barrel higher, or 0.75%. And if we go back to that story, that palladium story, which is quite extraordinary because that is a massive, massive move for a well-traded metal. When you look at the top shares on the JSE, on the downside, that is, I don't know if your friend's desk allows
you. I've got it. Yeah,
Anglo Plat's down 6%. Yeah. Impala Platinum down 5.3%. What an extraordinary story. And Sibanye down 3% as well.
Sibanye. I've got a bit of my client's exposure to Sibanye, so that's a worry, that number. But yeah, there's an article in the Business Day today almost saying you can't build too much into projections on these PGM prices. So they mentioned palladium there. Their palladium price had more or less crushed AMQ at one point, but yeah. I think they'll breathe a sigh of relief at this point.
But that is a massive, massive move. $75 an ounce down. So anyway, let's go through those top five movers to the upside and the downside. And on the downside, Greg, Anglo Platts down 5.85%, Impala Platinum down 5.3%, Anglo Gold Ashanti down 4.2%, Harmony down 3.3%, and Sibanye down 3%. Suddenly, people don't like precious metals, whether they be white or yellow.
Sure. That's the thing about owning those type of counters. Investors are quite fickle and easily spooked, and then 5% moves become the norm, really. So That's what makes investing and giving and people advice to invest in those type of counters makes it so difficult.
Yes, indeed. On the upside, we've got RCL, which is Rainbow Chickens, the old Rainbow Chickens.
I'd like to talk about that one. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk about that. Go on.
So we were actually just looking through, you know, obviously they're exposed to the chicken market in South Africa.
Yes.
And so what's proposed by the Minister of Trade and Industry is at some point in May it's going to be announced the sort of saying, well, the blocking of imports from Brazil, which is flooding our chicken market and making it very difficult for local chicken producers to make a turn. So the feeling in the market is government's going to, just like Mr. Trump has done with his tariffs, they're going to put tariffs on this Brazilian chicken imports. And that will help the local chicken producers. The main one is RCL. The other one, which hasn't moved today, is Astral Foods. So that's something to put on the radar.
But Pioneer Foods also up 2.4% today. Obviously, Pioneer Foods has got something to do with that whole chicken protein story.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Into Prop up 1.8%, Renet 1.7% higher, and Standard Bank up 1.3%, Greg. What have we got to look forward to apart from tomorrow, which is sort of a faux Friday, as I usually call it, because on Wednesday we've got a day off. So Tuesday, tomorrow, faux Friday. Is anyone around at the moment doing business? Probably not.
A couple of people have drifted back, really, but as you say, we probably work until lunchtime tomorrow and then make it a mini Friday.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, well, Greg, we can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, so we'll leave it there, but we'll speak to you tomorrow for the opening. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.